A group of companies is permitted to apply to customs to be allowed to be treated as a single taxable person under a group registration. Group registration has been subject to a number of complex anti-avoidance provisions over the years, mainly as a response to abuse by some companies seeking to gain a VAT advantage. In order to be eligible for group registration, certain conditions must be met. These conditions are as follows. Only bodies corporate can be considered for a group registration. Hence, this means that sole traders and partnerships cannot be in a group registration with each other or with other companies. The body corporate must be established in the UK or have an established place of business in the UK. Finally, the company must be under common control. Now, common control means that one controls the other or that the same person controls all of the companies.
This control would be within the meaning of Section 1159 and Schedule 6 of the Companies Act 2006.
This means voting control by a simple majority of the share capital, although other forms of control can also be taken into account. There is complete free choice of which companies are chosen to be included in the group registration. Group registration is entirely at the option of the companies involved, so it is possible to choose not to group, or to leave some eligible companies out of the group, or maybe even to form several different VAT groups within the same overall group of eligible companies. Just because a company is in a group does not mean that it has to also be within a group registration. Such a decision is entirely at the discretion of the group companies. When an application is made to form or even to alter a group registration, the application is normally accepted on the day on which it is made, or perhaps a later date by agreement between the taxpayer and customs. However, customs do have the power to refuse the application within 90 days of its being made. They are allowed to do this for the protection of the revenue, which we shall look at in more detail in a moment. It is also possible to apply for a retrospective group registration, but this is really only allowed in the most exceptional circumstances. As I mentioned before, a group registration can be amended at any time, and once again, the amendment is normally accepted on the date on which it is made. I think it's now time for you to have a go at a question on groups. Let's have a look at this group. Mr. Jones has various investments in a variety of companies. He has 100% stake in A Limited, 100% stake in SA Incorporated, which is based overseas, an 80% stake in B Limited, a 60% stake in C Limited, and a 25% stake in D Limited. The other 75% of D Limited is owned by an unrelated party to Mr. Jones. Now, as I mentioned before, SA Incorporated is not UK-based, but all the other companies are. Which companies can be included in a VAT group registration? Please click on the companies that you think can be included. Well, there are two things to look at in respect of the answer. First of all, we need common control by a single person, and it can be an individual. It does not have to be a company. So Mr. Jones can qualify, and he controls A Limited, B Limited, C Limited, and SA Incorporated. The next thing for a group registration is that those companies under common control must be established in the UK or have a business establishment in the UK, and hence SA Incorporated does not qualify under this condition. So in our VAT group, we will only be looking at A Limited, B Limited, and C Limited as the companies which can be registered jointly under a group registration. Let us now have a look at the impact of setting up a group registration. First of all, the group is treated as just one single taxable person. What happens is that one company calls itself the representative member. That company is responsible for all VAT accounting, which includes, of course, the completion and submission of VAT return. However, all the companies within the group registration are jointly and severally liable for any VAT due. So they are not liable for only their share of the VAT, but rather, in theory, for the whole VAT due from the group. Probably the main effect of VAT registration is that any supplies made between the companies under the same VAT registration, i.e. within the VAT group, are basically ignored. So these group supplies are disregarded for VAT purposes. That means that they are treated as neither supplies of goods nor supplies of services, and hence, when looking at input VAT recovery, supplies between group members are completely ignored, and all that is considered is what is coming into the group and what is going out of the group as a whole. What is happening within the group is basically irrelevant. Supplies to or from outside the group are treated as made by the representative member. So it is as if the representative member is the whole VAT group, and any supplies going in and out are the ones that are considered. So let's start off by having a look at the advantages of a group registration. One of the most popular advantages that people find with a group registration is that it offers simpler VAT accounting, because there is only one VAT return for the whole group, rather than each company completing its own individual VAT return. The advantage of this could be questionable, and we will probably look at this again when we come to look at the disadvantages of group registration. However, it is true that a group registration will centralize the VAT affairs of the group, and this in a way can help with compliance, because a greater central control will be needed over the VAT comings and goings of the whole group. The major advantage of group registration, however, is that supplies between group members are ignored. This is one of the most important advantages group registration offers. By setting up a group registration, you can choose any companies you wish to include in that group, and because of this, it is possible to actually include an exempt company in the group. Now, normally, exempt companies, i.e. companies making exempt supplies, cannot register for VAT, but include them in a group with a company, or several companies making taxable supplies, and you can register that company. The other side of the coin to this, of course, is that by including an exempt company, you make the group partially exempt, but at least it means that the input tax incurred by the exempt company goes into the pot, and in theory could be recovered. Now let's have a look at some of the disadvantages of group registration. If I go back to that single VAT return point again, if you remember, I previously mentioned the single VAT return for the whole group. The same time limit to submit that VAT return for the whole group still applies, and yet now we have lots of different companies providing the required information. It can be quite difficult to collect all the information necessary to make that single VAT return complete by the normal 30-day deadline. This can be quite a disadvantage for groups, and potentially will incur default surcharge liabilities if returns are persistently late. We said that one of the advantages of a group registration is that you can include an exempt company. Well, the disadvantage, of course, of that is including an exempt or a partially exempt company in your group makes your group partially exempt. This, of course, would restrict the input tax recovery for the group as a whole. Another disadvantage is the joint and several liability for VAT for the whole group. Let's say that one company became insolvent, the rest of the group would have to pay its share of the overall VAT liability. This could be a major disadvantage. With large groups, and hence large figures of turnover, the group may be more likely to exceed the £2 million monthly payment threshold, i.e., they will have to make monthly payments of VAT instead of quarterly payments of VAT. Another disadvantage of these larger figures means that if the VAT return is late, the default surcharge, which is a percentage of the VAT that's late, is much higher. It only takes one company to be late getting its information to the representative member for the group's VAT return to be late. Default surcharges are based on the VAT shown as due on the VAT return for the group, not the VAT shown as due from the naughty company that couldn't get its figures to the representative member on time. There are also certain cash flow advantages that may be lost by registering under a group registration.
An example of this is the charging of VAT on intra-group supplies.
For example, if one company in the group is a repayment trader, for example an exporter, then it can recover input tax every month by making monthly returns. Well, if included in a group registration, it has to go on to the normal quarterly returns the group companies have decided on.
A basic cash flow advantage is for intra-group supplies, where a quarterly company charges VAT to a monthly company. The monthly company reclaims this as input tax before the quarterly company has even had to account for it to customs.
As I mentioned earlier, customs have the right to refuse to allow a company to join a VAT group if they feel that it is necessary to do so for the protection of the revenue. They can also refuse to allow a group company to leave a VAT group for the protection of the revenue. If there are VAT savings which arise from the natural effects of grouping, in other words, by treating companies as a single entity so that intergroup supplies are disregarded, then customs would not apply the revenue protection powers. However, if any VAT savings go beyond the natural effect of grouping, then customs will consider whether the need for revenue protection outweighs the company's commercial interests. These are the sorts of issues that customs will consider when an application for grouping is made, and hence is why they have the 90-day period in which they are entitled to cancel the group registration from the outset. Customs have said that when an application for grouping is made, they will hopefully send a letter within 15 days stating whether the application has been accepted without question or whether further inquiries will be made. They will then make whatever inquiries they feel are necessary. If the application has not been refused within 90 days, it is automatically effective, so there is an onus on customs to sort things out within a fairly short time frame. Because a refusal to accept a grouping is dependent on customs' opinion that it is necessary for the protection of the revenue, it thus follows that it is only possible to appeal against a ruling on the basis that customs' opinion is unreasonable. Customs have stated that when they give an opinion, they will also give full reasons for any refusal. Customs also have the right to remove a group member from a group registration once it has been included. Now, this direction can be made basically in two situations. The first situation is for the protection of the revenue, in which case the direction would have effect from the date on which it is made. The second situation is where customs have decided that a company, or several companies, are no longer eligible for grouping, and in this case the direction would have effect from the date on which the company ceased to be eligible to be part of the VAT group. Now we are going to have a look at anti-avoidance legislation in the area of group registration.
The first thing to say is that there is lots of it. If you have come up with some great scheme involving a group registration, then you can almost guarantee it will not work, because there will already be some anti-avoidance legislation there to stop it.
There is anti-avoidance legislation in Schedule 9A of VATA 1994. Which effectively allows customs to direct that a company should be treated as part of a VAT group or should not be treated as part of a VAT group. This legislation only applies in certain circumstances, but basically those circumstances are where there is some sort of tax advantage arising because of the way the group has or hasn't been set up. Customs can effectively ignore the group or impose a group in order to stop such tax advantages. Another piece of anti-avoidance legislation involves where a business is bought as a transfer of a going concern by a partly exempt group of companies. Effectively, the legislation would impose a self-supply charge on the representative member in the sort of scenario. All the assets of the TOGC are treated as supplied by the representative member, and then input tax can be recovered based on what the group would use the assets for.
With effect from the 1st of August 2004, the eligibility rules for VAT grouping were extended by FA 2004. Where a corporate body, jointly owned company or wholly owned subsidiary, including a limited liability partnership, run by a third party, makes taxable supplies to a VAT group, which is unable to fully recover VAT on such supplies, that body is not eligible to join the VAT group if the majority of the economic benefits from the body go to a third party, or the body's accounts are not consolidated in the group accounts for the person controlling the VAT group. The legislative changes will also make it clear that a corporate body cannot be in more than one VAT group at the same time.
Divisional registration is a very curious situation. It is where a large company, which has organized itself into several divisions, can choose to register each division for VAT in the names of each of the divisions. Each division is then given its own VAT registration number and makes its own VAT return. However, the company itself still remains legally responsible for all the VAT. It is a very curious situation, and there are various conditions that have to be met. A supply made by one of these divisions to another is outside the scope of VAT, unusually, and therefore not accounted for.
VAT invoices are not issued, even though the registration numbers are different. It is a very unusual situation, and not one that is encountered too often in practice.
Now time for you to have a go at a question. Yes, you are correct. Well done. No, you are not correct. Try again. No, you are not correct. Let's have a look at the model answer. That is the end of the lecture on groups.